you're gonna you know, you're there's no soul. There's no soul. Well, is there any hope left for you and me? I have good news this morning. There is hope, but it's not found in the things of this world. It's not found in money or silver or gold or material possessions or sports boats or jet skis or cruises or fine houses or fine wines and foods. It's found only in Jesus Christ. You know, Jesus Christ is the Son of the Eternal God, and He came in this world to save sinners. He came to save His people from their sins. But the point is, many people don't see it. Job had his whole family taken away from him, and all of his material wealth was taken. His own wife told him to curse God and die. In Job 17:15, he says, "And where is now my hope? As for my hope, who shall see it?" Job 19:10, "He hath destroyed me on every side, and I am gone, and mine hope hath he removed like a tree." He also says, "For what is the hope of the hypocrite, though he hath gained, when God taketh away his soul?" Job 31:24, "If I had made gold my hope, or have said to the fine gold, thou art my confidence." Well, you know, the psalmist David in Psalm 16:9 said, "Therefore my hope is glad, and my glory rejoiceth. My flesh also shall rest in hope." Psalm 31:24, "Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord." Psalm 33:18, "Behold, the eyes of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy." Psalm 33:22, "Let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us, according as we hope in thee. For in thee, O Lord, do I hope. Thou wilt hear, O Lord, my God." The Psalms are full of this aspect of hope. Psalm 43:5, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God." Psalm 71:5, "For thou art my hope, O Lord God, thou art my trust from my youth." Are you hoping in the future? Is your hope in God? Is your hope in eternal life? We have no hope outside of Christ. We are sinners saved by grace. Many times we succumb to sin, disobey God and His commands. But God says that He would be a refuge, and He would forgive our iniquities and our transgressions. If we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Well, I'm glad this morning that we have hope. Psalm 119:74, "They that fear thee will be glad when they see me, because I've hoped in thy word." I believe that God is the one that gives us the hope in our souls. Psalm 146:5, "Happy is he that hath God, the God of Jacob, for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God." Psalm 147:11, the Lord taketh pleasure in them that fear him, in those that hope in his mercy. I sure hope in the mercy of God. I have no righteousness of my own. I'm a vile, filthy sinner. But God saves me through the faith of Christ and because of his righteousness, not because of my righteousness. Well, I'm glad this morning that there is hope. Many people say there is no hope right now. They say there's no future to look forward to. But they've taken away all of our hope and joy. Well, our hope and joy has to rest in Christ if we really want joy. And, you know, Lamentations, we're told, Lamentations 3:24 through 29, the Lord is my portion, saith my soul, therefore will I hope in him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. Well, I'm hopeful that you have hope. I'm hopeful that you have hope. I hope you haven't given up. I hope that you're trusting in the one and only Savior, not Buddha, not Confucius, not the Baha'i faith, not the Roman Catholic Church and the Pope, but in Jesus Christ and him alone. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity, and by his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord's laid on him the iniquity of us all. Galatians 5:5 tells us, for we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. Ephesians 1:18, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Colossians 1:27, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Well, I want to conclude this morning, this time that we have together, with this thought this morning. As we go about our daily life, let us remember that Jesus Christ is the answer. And Rick Petorik, good morning to you as well. Rick says, he gives me peace and joy that no one can destroy. Amen. And many people are trying to take away our joy and our hope and our peace. And they're trying to go about instilling fear in people. And they're being successful with a lot of people. But for true believers in Christ, we rest in the joy of the Lord. Rick says, my Savior is ever true, and he will come someday and take me home, far away, forever to be with him. Amen. This last poem that I'm going to read is called, I'm a Sinner Saved by Grace. Let it be understood exactly what I am. I'm a sinner saved by grace, just like the Apostle Paul said. I'm a despicable, vile creature who was raised up from the dead. I deserve the wrath of God, but it was placed on Christ instead. When I think of how vile and wretched this poor sinner really is, it gives me pause to wonder how awesome Christ forgives. To suffer, bleed, and die on a cruel and rugged tree and cry out while he was dying to forgive a sinner like me. What a marvelous act of mercy and kindness he did to me show. when I deserved to be cast into hell there to forever go. All my praise and worship should sing forth for eternity for Christ bleeding and dying to save a wretched sinner like me. So for those who are listening this morning, we have, like Rick says, the blessed hope of the resurrection. May the good Lord be with you all today in a special way and realize we have hope in Christ. Our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. We dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. And when he shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may we then in Christ be found, dressed in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before his throne. On Christ the solid rock we stand, all other ground is sinking sand. May the good Lord be with you today, and Rick, may the good Lord give you great joy today in your walk as well. God bless.